Questions 38 to 42. Listen to a student telling his friends about an experience he had.
I saw something rather unusual late last Sunday night. My roommate Ron and I were driving back here to the university from my parents' house. They live in a small town about 70 miles from here. We'd stopped so that I could drive. Ron was really tired. When all of a sudden, the whole sky was lit up. I thought I was seeing a UFO, a real flying saucer. Ron thought maybe it was an airliner going down, or a satellite coming out of orbit. A fireball shot across the sky. It looked almost like fireworks. Then the light disappeared behind the hills. It wasn't until the next morning, when I was listening to the morning news on the radio, that I found out what had happened. Apparently, I'd seen a large meteorite. The light was caused by the heat of friction as the meteor traveled through the atmosphere. Most meteors burn up in the upper atmosphere, according to the announcer, but large ones can hit the ground. This one was unusual in that pieces of it were recovered. They landed in a parking lot about 20 miles from where we were. My mother told me that when she was young, she read a story in a magazine about a meteorite that crashed through the roof of a house and hit a woman sleeping in her bedroom and broke her leg. Anyway, it was an incredible sight, and I'm glad I was lucky enough to see it.
Number 38. What did the man initially believe he had seen? Number 39. Why had the man stopped the car? Number 40. How did the man learn what he had actually seen? Number 41. What happened to the meteor that the man had seen? Number 42. How did the man feel about what he had seen?